Yud Kislev, Tuesday the 6th of December, Reb Dudi Rosenberg, Patriarchal Secrets.
Hi, first as a disclaimer, I had a flak made for the occasion, having been elevated to the position of Rosh Chabura of Mir Yeshiva. Regretfully, it wasn't ready on time, hence the short jacket will have to do. Shame, I never learned in Mir Yeshiva, so this will be Chaburo Tachas Chaburo. Right. The story of Dina, everyone knows what happened in Shechem. We don't have to recount that, but we will go to six questions on the sugya. First question. Universal one. Why was the entire town of Shechem chayav misa for the act that happened there, even on the basis that the Ben Noach, as the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, is liable for death penalty for one of the Sheva mitzvahs Ben Noach which they would transgress? What exactly was the definitive avaira that the people of Shechem did, made them culpable, that gave Shimon and Levi a license to kill? Number two, if Shimon and Levi deserved rebuke for the action, why was Yaakov silent at this moment until now? Why did he wait until Parshas Vayechi, much, much later, to reprimand them, wording it as Ki ba'apom hogu ish ibil soynom ikru shoel? So you might say that at the end of the parsha it says, Achaltem uisi lahavishai lelegedu om, that there was some sort of a criticism there. It was leveled at them, you have made clear waters murky, a crystal clear reputation, sterling, and now people are looking towards me differently. It was an insight, but primarily I think it was a practical comment that he said that we are vulnerable to retribution now from the surrounding nations, and therefore, look what you've done. But regarding his stand, Yaakov's stand on the action now, what was his view? Third, in Parshas Vayechi again, Bechiras Yosef was the decimation of Shechem and is described synonymously with the action of the Shechita which had went on in the town of Shechem. It says Ki ba'apom hogi ish. So Rashi explains that as Elichamor ba'amshai Shechem. And the second Nekida was Ritzoynom ikru shoer, which Rashi describes as Utsi lakr es Yosef shenikru shoer. Why are these two things synonymous? Why are they brought together? Question number four. Vahi bayoyim hashlishi, biyoysom koyavim. The third day came and the people of Shechem were hurting. Why did they wait, Shimon Belevi, for day three? And there's a fallacy. I don't want to use the word fallacy, but clearly people think that the third day of Mile is somehow shlishi lemile, metasid. But I'll draw your attention to Hilchas Mile. In Resh Samach Vov, it's the Rambam, with the Rashbu, with the Rashi, with the Rambam, that it's clear that the first day is surely the most dangerous and even weakening. As people know, Achmul Tzlan, if a person undergoes operation on the first day, is really disorientated. And therefore, why did they wait for the third day? Next, question number five. Vayanu b'nei Yaakov b'shem b'schamoy uviv b'mirmu. The word used in the Torah is b'mirmu. So the Targum says b'chochmes, that there was some sort of intelligence, some sort of wisdom here. An agreement was ostensibly reached. It appeared a clandestine ploy of Shimon and Levi, which appeared to be pure deception and cunning. They made an agreement, they didn't keep to it. What's the chochmah here? Rashi says as well, b'chochma. And finally, six, why does the Pusik say, allusion, im tihi yekumoinu lehimol, if you'll be like us to be malad. And then, after repeating it again, on the converse, im loisishmu eleinu lehimol, you people of Shechem, if you will not be and listen and hearken to us to be lehimol. If you want to conjugate it simply, you just say, Im tomoilu, one chaylik of today. Im loy tomoilu, then of course, v'kach nes b'teini v'yolochni. And Rashi adds over there, im tie kumoindul himmel, li ois numu, to be gemalet. What's the größe of the hair from Rashi? What did Rashi add here? So, for the benefit of those that came in late, like I usually do, and now I'm the speaker, I had to come on time, so I'll just go through the quick six questions again. First one was, universal question, what was the Chiv Misa of people of Shechem? What was the reason, the definitive reason for the Chiv to be killed? Second of all, Shimon and Levi, why was Yaakov Avinu silent now and only came for the rebuke in Parshas Vayechi? Question number three was, Mechiras Yosef is synonymously mentioned together with the union of Shechem, ki birtzoyna miki shoy utzil, and ki b'akpam hogi ish, which are the two things together. Fourth question was, why b'yom ha'shlishi dafke the third day? The fifth question was, what's the ba'oma, what's the b'kochma over here? It was clearly a deception. And the sixth question was, im tihiye kumoinu lehimal, such a roundabout way of saying things. If you want to say, you would have just mentioned im tomoilu, im loy tomoilu. This heißt, im tihiye kumoinu lehimal, so. Okay, there's no one answer for all the questions. If you're looking for one key which is going to unravel it all, it's not the case. Let's discuss, first of all, let's go to the sugya and understand the Shittas HaRishonim of the subject. Ramban, which is most famous for this, regardless of the Maaseh Dino that happened over here, the entire city were a bunch of lowlifes. And they were over all seven mitzvahs bnei noach, and clearly culpable and deserving of death penalty on all counts. As far as the Rambam is concerned, they were chayv misa on everything. The Rambam says that there was a transgression of loisignoi, which we normally describe as goyin of nefushas, which is kidnapping. Shechem and Chamoy were in cahoots with this. They took a girl off the street, took her against her force, and afterwards locked her up. Didn't allow back home. Going to the Fushas, again, Rosignoif is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they were Chayav Misa for it. With regards to the rest of the city, there was another Nikita. That was, which people know, the union of Dinen. A society has to work with justice. You have to set up a judicial system. People don't get away with these type of things, just me and Ishdinish Ahefke. You don't have a judicial system, then the entire city is culpable for not having brought their leader to justice. Or Chaim HaKudosh says that the remaining nine Shvutim over here were not of the same opinion as Shimon Velevi and did not join in the warfare. They backed them with the Nikita of punishing them as far as Chamoir and Shechem, father and son, were concerned, but not in killing the entire town. A town tries to defend its leader. And when they came into the city, of course, they tried to protect Shechem and Chamoir. They tried to stop them. So Shimon and Levi went and decimated the entire town. The inhabitants trying to protect Shechem and Chamoir were already beginning Roidev. Abu Lahogachu, Hashkem Lahogon. So therefore they had to protect themselves against those people, stopping them from enforcing the law with regards to father and son of Shechem and Chamoir, which is ausgehalten according to the Pusi. Watch this. Vayuvoi, Alui and Betach, they came into the town with confidence. Why? Vayahagi Kolzucha, they killed all the male inhabitants of the city, because they stood up and tried to defend their leader. And then, subsequently, the Pusik goes on to say, finally, finally they got to the leader and they killed him too. That's according to the Or Chaim. On a lighter note, the Kli Yuka says, what's this betach that they came into the city with the confidence? And he says, why did they choose me altogether? If they had wanted to catch them in the way of Ba'om B'Chochmah, this was the device, and they knew that in the moment which the whole city will go and mala themselves, so the surrounding Prizi, Chiti, everywhere, the surrounding nations would have said, ah, they're doch geworden Yidin, afar Yid, etzach keine Nishunem. So in Meila they knew that they've got no warrior whatsoever, because nobody else is going to come to defend them. No goy would be prepared to stick his neck out for a yid. So therefore they were betach, they were safe and sound. They came into the city comfortably. The Beltzupil Chavertel, that what that the child comes in, the baby comes into a bris, so everybody makes a big burhabu, burhabu, everybody stands up. And by the time the baby's finished the bris and he goes out, it waddled in bandages, then everybody's busy eating lekchem rofem and the kvafet goes out, nobody takes any notice of it. Because when he comes in the beginning, is Aul, and Aul, here the Chayit, it's Faragol. So when he goes out, it's the Chayit, back, Shaftabach. So nobody takes any notice. Right, so now, this would. Now, we've gone through the Shittas of the Rishonim, and also, to an extent, some of the Achronim too. We'll go on to speak about the Taskainim about the Tosfos, which is crucial to this. We asked why they waited for the third day. The Ran also says the same thing in Shabbos, in Kif Lamed Dalet, and explains like this. Vahi Bayoy Hashlishi Bihiyoysom Koy Avim, which we normally translate as they were in great pain. But now the Taskenim says is a deeper perception. On the third day, the entire town had deep regret about being circumcised altogether. Bihiyoysom Koyavim, that was something that was that a decision that pained them retrospectively. What did we get into this mess for because he wanted in? She got a whole city to go among themselves. Zutach Sam Sofer. Potentially, they could have exonerated themselves. They could have exonerated the iniquity by geres, because ger, shenizgaye, kakutn shenoilat. So therefore, whatever demon they were against them and accusations they would have been against them, they would have been reborn and the past is wiped out, so now they are not any more culpable for something that they did in their previous identity. And Shimon Alevi realized, which was actually enacted later, that b'yosem kayavim, that these people will have charuta of what they've done, and once they've gone to the bris milah, they won't stand by this geres altogether. So Chassam Sofer asks the following. What's the din if somebody has mila shelo lishma? Goes to a bris for geres, and at that time, at the same time, he thinks to himself, I divorce. What did I need all this for? And not charuta. Is the mila valid l'mafraya or not? And the question is like this. What governs? Which is a famous question, Machshuva or Masa? Town Shechem had the Masa. They all went and they underwent Mila. But then they subsequently regretted the action, which was Machshuva, which is the governing factor. Obviously, Shimon and Levi felt that Machshuva was more important, because they had annulled the Bris by having charuta, vahi b'yam shlishi b'yosim kayavim. What did they need this for? So therefore the bris was void. But the psak of Shimon and Levi also had ramifications on their part in Mechiras Yosef. Because the pusik says, v'yisnakti oisoi l'hamisoi, which refers to Shimon and Levi, who they were the ones that had in mind and planned the means of Yosef, it didn't work, because the Rebbein Shalom had different plans. But if we go Busa Machshuva, then they were also culpable of murder. But if you go Busa Masa, they weren't. So if you do it one way, it's got ramifications on you with regards to your Psak on Shechem. Now we know why Yaakov Avini grouped those two things together. If you say Machshuva counts more, then Shechem warrants execution, but their meal is invalid. Then the Machshuva is the Ike. Ki ba'apom ho ki ish ubirtsoinom ikrishoya. If you go buzerutzen, then you also are guilty for the harig of Yosef, because vayisnakli oisel amisei. That gives us the answer to the question 3 that we asked. Now we'll go on to 5 and 6. 5 and 6 were, first of all, what was the inyan of the Chochmah? If it was Omer, it was cunning, it was the Chochmah, deception. And the Torah describes it as Omo and Targum B'chochma. And the last question was, why does it say in Tihiyu Komoinu Lehimoil in a roundabout way? If you want to describe it, you'd have said Im Tumoilu or Im Loi Tumoilu. So the Kedisha Sin Ala Torah, which is the father of Shlomo Bobover, says a beautiful insight. And he says, the Gemara says in Menuchas as following. How do you know that if a goy performs an act of circumcision on a yid, that masa mila is pusel? Doctor in hospital, Jewish child, doctor is a goy, gunishwe. Pusik shtai, himoil, lochem, kol, zucha. The word himoil, however, is missing a vov, which we dash in the Gemara, hamol, Yimoy. Only somebody who says gemalot, he can perform a masa mila. About goy was a gemalot, he's a suvus ola, but it doesn't mean that it's a masa mila. Wait. She did. She was Jewish. So now, if we say that Milas Akim is Psila, this was the remez of the Chochma Satira that were between the lines of Shimon and Levi. In Tihiyu Komoinu Lehimoel would be Tash, if you will be like us to be Lehimoel, to Tash Lehimoel, Hamol Yimoel, then you have fulfilled your part of the condition. However, if you will not dash on that, and you will go about removing each other's olas, which they did, ein goy hat umgeschnitten, im zweiten hat gemacht dort eine Masse of circumcision en masse, that does not fulfill our criteria for the condition of you taking our sister, ruini la'am echot. And consequently, they went in, vayuvoyu alu'ir betach. There was a confidence which was associated with not having fulfilled the condition, and then velukachni esbitaini uhulochni. They took the sister and they left. This is again bechochme. Bechochme satire, that between the lines, this was what they were trying to say to Shechem and Chamoy. But the title of the shiur was A Patriarchal Secret. And this is the last answer. In Vayechi it's described as Besoidom al tuvoy nafshi, the secret my soul shall not enter. These were the words of Yaakov Avinu describing and asking that his name shall not be mentioned by particular sagas that happened later on in Klal Yisrael, which he was Megala Benevius at that point to Shimon and to Levi. Yaakov Avinu at this moment after the story of Shechem was silent. Deep in his heart, there was a doubt. Did Shimon and Levi act either? A. Simply because of a revulsion against an act which undermined Kedishas Am Yisrael? Haituchen menem pas Yaakov and you do such a thing. Or perhaps that in an infinitesimal personal vendetta, Dakistik, there was a personal vengeance for the assault against their sister. Hachazoinu yase es achoisaini. That was a very delicate quandary which Yaakov Avinu was pondering over. Now, we know a cloud. The Gemara brings in Shabbos. Kol mitzvah shemosri Yisrael nafshom alayhem lemitzvah adayin hi mirzekes biyudom. Anything that eaten were moisten nefesh themselves for any precept in the Torah or any mitzvah, that still remains with them. Here we are today, Eden in 2011, Eden are still bringing little babies in, giving them to Bris Mila. After 2,000 years of gulas, and the mitzvah goes on, weil jeden haben sich moise nefesh gewesen for them. Now, after the act of Shechem, No response was forthcoming from Yaakov. Achazonu Yasses, Achoseini? Full stop. Torah stands there like a question mark and then continues on to the next chapter. Yaakov was silent. He pondered. He reflected. He analyzed. He contemplated. If Shimon was so perturbed, so repulsed by the pgam that was done against Kedishas Yisrael, how possibly could a master's nus evolve from his shevet in the master of Zimri ben Suli later on in Parshas Pinchas? How could it be? If the Messiah's nefesh was so pure that he went and risked his life for his sister, it could not have occurred with him, his shevet, Zimri ben Suli in the sea base of Lashim Oini. It doesn't reconcile. To be boiled a medunis befahesia, and this is the same Shimon which went out to be Moses Nefesh himself for Kedishas Yisur. But this was only shared besoidom on his deathbed, when he was party to a revelation of this future event that was going to happen. Besoidom al Tuvoi Nashi, Sudrashe Zemase Zimri. The patriarchal secret had revealed that in fact, Ba'apom Hogu Ish, that there was an element of Ba'apom, it was a small, small personal element of revenge. We've no suga of the Dakistikite we're speaking about here from Shimon's perspective. But nonetheless, this is what Yaakov Avinu felt, and this was Nesgala at this point that he said, oh, Lichtach Yogevin Gerech. There was a small, small element of Nekuma. You must know that Levi was exonerated from this suspicion, although there were two brothers in the act. In contrast to the rest of Klal Yisrael, who were mezana by, it says there by the Maaseh Hu Egel Vayokumu Letzachek, and Letzachek is explained as one of the reasons was because it's Gilya Royas. The Yidden were described there, Kekalo Shezin Sotachas Chepusa. So you've got again the Indian of Avizroyo Desnis. Levi? No part in it. By the Masu Egel, who responded to me, Hashem Elai? Vayasri Eilaf Kol Nai Levi. So they were not party to this. The entire nation of Klal Yisrael lapsed in the mitzvah of Shmiras Bris Mila for 40 years, with the exception of Shevet Levi. They upheld this value very fiercely. Ki shomri imrusechu ivrischu yinsoiri was Shevet Levi. Consequently, in this reprimand of Yaakov, it was only bikulam alteichat kevoidi. Only the Maaseh Korach. But when it comes to the Maaseh Shechem, only Shimon. We can't have a Torah without concluding with the Sasemas. So I'll just say to you the last concluding thought, which he explains in regards to the Maaseh Shechem. Sfurim write that the tachlis of mitzvahs mile in depth is lahachlish koyach hatava, to refine the yid, to elevate the yid. It's not to circumcise him. To male a yid is to raise him completely. Like Rashi emphasizes, tie kumoini lehimoel, liyos numel, nicht noch an Arabe. Liyos numel means gemalet, the hoiben. The ois priskoitish does not mean the krisa su olu alone. In the same way, says the Sfas Emes, that trimmers and masters are removed from produce. They shed and bring light, spiritual light, to what remains, to the remnants, after the trimmers and masters are taken. So too, says the Sfas Emes, the hasura su olu, the removing of the olu, through sublimating the entire body of the yid to the Rebbein Shloilam, brings a light into the person. Shechem ben Hamor missed this point completely. his act of circumcision was the complete antithesis of this concept. He subjected an entire town to Mila for the sole purpose of fulfilling his unbridled desires in procuring Dina Bas Yankov on a permanent basis. Beat the hepach for the Masa Mila. And therefore the act was intrinsically and diametrically opposed to the spiritual essence of the mitzvah of Mila. And hence it failed and had disastrous consequences. Thank you.